Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Nobody has had a worse morning than Brian Broaddus from DallasCowboys.com. I'm getting a phone call from Kevin Turner at 5 a.m. Is Broaddus okay? I'm texting him. His account has been hacked. I said, Kev, don't worry. Accounts get hacked all the time. He should be up by now. He's usually awake. I'm like, no, he can get up at like 5:40, 5:40, 6 one day.
Maybe 7.
It's possible. I texted Broaddus. I said, will you please tell Kevin that you are alive? He's worrying like a grandmother, and I think we have him breathing on the buyersafety.com hotline, Brian Broaddus.
Yeah, it's been a terrible morning.
What happened?
I don't know. I guess they and it's still not fixed. They said I've exceeded my limit of
password retry.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does that mean? I mean,
you might be in Twitter jail, my friend.
Yeah. Well, if that's the case, I'm going to delete the damn thing.
Oh,
don't care.
The people need you.
No, they don't. Not if I'm going to get hacked. This is the thing. You go after me, like hacking me like that, or you go after a family member. I was just waiting for something like this to happen so I can delete this thing.
No, Brian, listen
seriously,
to me.
Seriously. No, listen, I mean, Brian, this is a pain in the you-know-what.
All right, well, tell us what happened when you first found out.
No,
you
I found out.
Elon Musk?
No. Well, I found out. It was like, you know, and I think if I'm not right, Bennett looked up. My son on the way to school looked up. So it was nothing derogatory, I don't think.
Yeah,
I
mean, it could have been worse.
Yeah,
you were just sending out viruses to the world.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so that's kind of where I was sitting there going, okay, at least it wasn't, you know, it wasn't one of these things where it's statements and stuff like that. We were going, I think Albert Breer had that problem, you know, someone got into his account and was doing a bunch of stuff. And,
yeah.
And I looked at it, I'm like, okay, you know, first off, thank God that doesn't happen. I apologize to everybody out there. That this is happening to. But yeah, I mean, it's like I woke up this morning at 6 o'clock, actually 6:01, and I've got all these text messages like the KNC boys were texting me at 1 a.m, some friends at 1:30, KT at like 5:15, you know, oh, hey, you've been hacked. And I'm like, and the first thing that comes to your mind is, okay, I don't want it to be stuff that's hurtful to people.
Yeah,
that's the first thing that came in my mind. And then the second thing is, I can't wait to damn delete this thing. You know, maybe it becomes a deal where I can't ever use it again, and then I get to get rid of it. So yeah.
But Brian, just listen to me real quick.
I know you tried to help me. I appreciate that, but I sit there by, you know, when you panic to try and fix it.
Yeah.
And I'm doing it on the phone instead of on my computer. Yeah. Then you've exceeded. Well, I'm trying to fix the damn problem, folks.
I know.
You know, I mean, help me here a little bit.
Okay, but listen, this doesn't look like an intentional hack. It looks like one of those like viruses.
Yeah, well,
like it's a bot. Like Russia got you.
You weren't targeted.
Russia got me.
Russia got you, man.
You weren't targeted, but you work with a bunch of 30-year-olds in that building.
No, and I know, and none of them are at work. That's the problem.
Where's Hellman?
I don't know. He's going to.
Where's Taylor?
You know, I'll tell you, I went around the corner of the IT people. If you want to attack the Dallas Cowboys, the IT department, might be a great time to do it right now.
They're vulnerable.
Yeah, they're downstairs having an omelet, you know, here at the Star or something like that.
Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com.
I'm sorry. I this should be a good morning for me to talk about Philadelphia Eagle football, but it's not right now. But we'll get through it.
We'll get through it.
Yeah.
All right. Help us figure out the Eagles.
Yeah.
They won 2.
Yeah.
They lose 2.
Uh-huh.
They're 6-6. Are they? Is there a light switch getting ready to be turned on? Or are they really just a 6-6 average team?
I think right now they are what they are. But offensively, they're going to present some problems just because of the fact that they look like that they've gone with Josh Adams just as their primary back to run the football. They've got Darren Sproles back, which is always a nightmare to have to deal with. Corey Clement, you know, running the football kind of as a change the pace guy. It's a big it's a college offense. And I mean, in college offense, you get the read options, you get the RPOs, you get all that stuff like that. You know, you're going to get the fake, you know, and that's the one thing with Carson Wentz. And, you know, he's shown that since, you know, early in the season, the knee injury and stuff like that, I think there was a little apprehension there. I think right now he realizes where they're at as a team. He's playing with a little bit more reckless abandon, you know, doing whatever he has to do. It's amazing the number of hits he takes in the pocket and holds on to the ball, or his ability to stand in the pocket and deliver the ball. He'll hold the ball just to the point where his guys have a chance to break, and then he'll throw the ball. And I give him a lot of credit for doing that. Ball gets out of his hands pretty quick. Generally when he's throwing passes, but like I said, he'll hold it for a tick longer than normal. That's why you got to get guys on him. Their offensive line has not been nearly as good as it was last year when they won the Super Bowl, and that's been a problem. They've had some injuries that they've had to deal with. They've had some shuffling they've had to deal with. Their defense is not as good in the secondary. That's been a big, big problem for them as well. You know, teams have kind of taken advantage of them because they've had some guys back there that have been banged up. The pass rush, you know, yes, it's still good. They still have guys that are capable of putting pressure on you. But if you can get the ball off, their secondary has had some problems in coverage. And, you know, that's kind of where they don't look nearly as good as the team that they were streaking to the games that they won, the way they won games last year.
How about third down for them, conversion? That was a big thing for them last year. They converted a third down, incredible amount. How about this year?
Well, it's really about Zach Ertz is really what it is. And if you look at what he's done, you know, 64% of the time here that, you know, when it's like 7 and 10 needed, you know, yards needed, they're going to throw him the football. He's their most reliable target right there. And like 43% of the time, I was looking at these numbers, you know, 43% of the time, this guy's catches results in first downs. So, you know,
he ripped up the Cowboys too, didn't
well,
he?
Well, yeah. And this is what's funny about this. And, you know, we talked about last week, hey, do you put Jordan Lewis, you know, we were kind of talking about, okay, how do you play a mismatch player? And with the Cowboys, now if you look at his career against the Cowboys, first game this year he had 14 catches. We all saw that. Then last year, you know, for two games, last year he only had 4 catches. And then you go and look at, okay, in 16 he had 17 catches. One game he had 13, the other he had 4. And then after that you look, okay, it's like 4-5-3-0-3-3. I didn't give out a phone number there. I'm just telling you Zach Ertz's catches.
Is that your Twitter password?
Yeah, I don't know. It's something that's, you know, I'm hacked as it is. But that is where, you know, because does Byron Jones fit into this equation? Now, okay, if you've got Jordan Lewis, if you've got Anthony Brown playing pretty well, you know, if you've got Owuzie, you know, and you've also got Xavier Woods or Heath that could also help you in some coverage stuff, would you consider going out and playing Byron Jones? It seems like the numbers when Byron Jones was a safety and was having to deal with Zach Ertz would lead me to believe that sometimes I would like Byron Jones to walk over there with him and try and deny him the football. And then I'll take my chances with Jeffrey, you know, on the outside and Matthews and Golden Tate. I mean, that's a tough cover. A lot of those guys are tough covers. But I think the one guy that could really hurt you in this game, and he's proven that by the way the quarterback goes to him, is Zach Ertz. So will the Cowboys come up with a similar plan? Like they did it for 8 snaps last week. It felt like that they had Lewis on Kamara every single snap, but it was 8 critical snaps, and it worked out really, really well for them. So let's see if, in fact, when Zach Ertz has not had success against the Cowboys, it's been because Byron Jones has been able to cover him.
Brian brought us DallasCowboys.com, BuyerSafety.com hotline. So you gave us the matchup of Jordan Lewis on Kamara.
Yeah.
That helped clinch the game.
Yeah.
You picked the Cowboys to beat the Saints.
I did.
Because you said it would be just like them to go and win a game like this.
Oh, sure.
Do you think it would be just like them to have a letdown
absolutely.
On Sunday?
Yeah.
Or do you think
absolutely.
We're past that?
No, absolutely. You know, I always like to talk about the desperate team theory.
Yeah.
And clearly the Philadelphia Eagles season's on the line here. They've got to win this football game. Because their problems are them coming the next 2 weeks, where they have to go to the Coliseum out in Los Angeles. You've got a team playing well out there that's, you know, now that the door is open for them to get home field back, they're not going to lose a football game. So the Eagles are in, and then they got the Houston Texans, who have won 9 straight games, and they're trying to get, you know, as high as a seed as they can, so they can maybe not have to play a first-round game. So, you know, they've got the tough road to hoe the next 3 weeks. They get through the next 3 weeks with, say, all 3 wins, then they're likely going to win this division. I mean, there's just no question about that. So if you're the Cowboys, you've got to find a way to put these guys away now. You just do not want this to have to go to, you know, further. Oh, well, we got to worry. Let the Rams beat him, or let the Texans beat him, or let Washington beat him. Washington isn't going to beat anybody with their quarterback situation right. The way it is. So you pretty much eliminated them.
Well, you're not buying into Mark Sanchez. That's cool.
Well, that's, yeah. All you have to do is watch that. You can sell that. I mean, Bennett throws the ball better than Mark Sanchez does right now. Actually, I think he reads defenses better.
He
as
might,
well.
Too.
So, hey, yeah, go ahead.
Is there an under-the-radar guy that we should be watching out for this game? From the Eagles?
Well, you know, the Eagles are a guy, they're a team that's interested because of their, I think because of their pass rushers. They have a rush in named Josh Sweat from Florida State. And KT and Kavanaugh and Dane Brugler and I all kind of evaluated him. You know, he was a guy that was a fourth-round pick. He came into the league with some, you know, with a little bit of a knee history, but he's one of those guys that's kind of a long, slippery type of a player. He's number 75. And so, yeah, we always talk about the guys like Brandon Graham and Michael Bennett and those guys, Fletcher Cox, but keep an eye on Josh Sweat. He's a guy that, you know, I feel like that Tyron Smith is going to play this week. And so, you know, he's a little bit different rusher than what a guy like Brandon Graham is or even Michael Bennett. You know, those guys play with some power. This guy doesn't play with power, but what he's got is he's got length. He's got some quickness to him. And he's kind of a slippery guy, like I say. So it's a little bit different guy than Tyron Smith. Tyron Smith gets his hands on this guy, it's a problem for Sweat. If he doesn't and he's lunging, leaning, doing those kinds of things, then Sweat can create some problems for you right there.
Is their secondary still decimated?
It's kind of banged up, you know, and then they're trying to kind of find, you know, they've still got guys like Malcolm Jenkins in the middle of the field there. They played with this kid, this Trey Sullivan, who was a college free agent in 2017. Rasul Douglas was a guy they drafted out of Southern Miss in 2017. He's a guy that's susceptible to the double moves. He doesn't really play overly aggressive. He's susceptible to double moves, but then you watch him, he gets beat, and then he doesn't become aggressive, and then you could get inside on him. Sidney Jones, I don't think tackles particularly well. The thing you got to be happy if you're a Cowboy fan is the Saints put their best cover guy, Lattimore, on your best receiver last week. 8 targets, 8 receptions. Mm. That's all you need to know right there about Amari Cooper. Hey, can Amari Cooper – if Amari Cooper's getting open against one of the best corners in the league eight times, then he can get open against anybody that the Philadelphia Eagles roll out there. So keep an eye on those matchups, how they move them around. They need to get Cole Beasley. I know you were talking to Fish this morning a little bit about Cole Beasley. Fish is right. Didn't really practice a whole heck of a lot. So we'll see. You know, I feel like he's going to play in this game. But, they need to kind of get him going a little bit. And, of course, Michael Gallup. Fish is right. They're keeping Michael Gallup really at the X receiver and just kind of letting him run routes on that side, not trying to blow his mind too much. But we're starting to see some good things from him as well, and as well as Noah Brown. So the Eagles are going to have their hands full with some guys that can catch the football.
Want you to breathe today. And
I'm not breathing yet.
I know.
I'm not. I'm really upset. To be honest with you, I am.
Targeted though, B. You
no, I know, but I just hate the fact that people are looking at their timeline right now and they're MFing me at breakfast. Trust me, I get it.
Well,
unless you just mute me like Choppy did, and you don't have to worry about all this crap.
I didn't mute you.
Yeah, you should.
Thank you, Broadus.
Take care, boys.
Brian Broadus from DallasCowboys.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.